You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
And this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for August 9th. Now that Doctor Who has come home to BBC America, I wish that I could say that I'm a BBC America customer. But no, I'm actually a Time Warner Cable customer who happens to have upgraded to get BBC America on my service. And after some installation hiccups, I'm reasonably happy with the service, but it's seriously expensive overkill for someone who doesn't really watch that much TV. I'm a 30-something father and a working professional who also uses my computer for a heck of a lot of entertainment. Who has time for TV? And the cable industry is more often than not a middleman who throws roadblocks to your entertainment as often as providing it. So, BBC America's got Doctor Who. They'll give the show the respect it deserves, but even that is only appealing to people who have the disposable income and time to watch TV in the first place. I mean, how many other people would upgrade their cable for just one show? But BBC America can still put a massive dent in torrents and other illicit downloads, and presumably make some coin on the side. Here's the deal. iTunes. I never thought much about getting Doctor Who from iTunes. I mean, it was only posted after the BBC America run, which was following several months after the Sci-Fi Channel run, which ranged from weeks to months after the BBC One run. But now, BBC America has first dibs, and the episode shows up on iTunes the next day for $2. And so does The Confidential. If BBC America can air episodes within one day of the UK screening, and one day really is important because we saw with Torchwood Children of Earth just how much can be spoiled in just 2 weeks, we're talking about a $2 download 2 days after BBC One. And I think even 9 out of 10 of your most dedicated fans could avoid social networking for a couple of days to avoid spoilers and take the opportunity for a cheap, safe, legal download. BBC America needs to make it happen. You need to tell them to. Go to bbcamerica.com and hit the Contact Us button. It's in everyone's interest, right down to the folks at BBC Wales who aren't making this thing for free. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for August 9th. You can follow me on the web at 2minutetimelord.com. Also, check out the Television Zombies podcast at televisionzombies.com. I've supplied a commentary about Torchwood Children of Earth for them at the end of the current episode. That's number 93. Hey, I'm on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord.com. Follow me. Bye.